Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Greetings and welcome. Today we are looking on the occasion of the birthday of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. With me, as always, is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for coming.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Sheikh, on the last episode, on Light Upon Light, we talked about Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. We talked about the environment that she was living in and how that really, really just helps her, helps anyone pretty much to be pushed to become a significant figure in Islam. Now, we also talked about, in reality, not only the concept of it, but in reality, that is what really happened with Sayyidah Zainab. She became one of the most important and significant figures in Shiism. And because of that catastrophe she went through, she will always stay in the minds of the believers. And we pretty much ended on a sour note.
Yes.
So I hope we go into something kind of sweet.
Inshallah. So we elaborated on two elements, the area that you are living with, the environment that you have, which can be so effective on your personality. And also after that, the trials of life and the difficulties that Sayyidah Zainab salawatullah alayha endured. Well, so beginning with the things that happened in the life of Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha. Well, in the house of Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, before Karbala, because we're going to kind of see what occurred, what took place about Sayyidah Zainab salawatullah alayha before Karbala, and after that we go over to some of the things that are very important in Karbala to pay attention to. For instance, Sayyidah Zainab salawatullah alayha had a class, a Quran interpretation class in the house of Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, where many women from the Medina came to the house and started to learn about the interpretations of Quran. So this is something very important. Well, the first step of that is learning the interpretation from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam, from Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. And this activity of teaching, this activity of spreading the knowledge of the Holy Prophet is going to be very important, because such activities in female figures only can be seen in Fatima al-Zahra, in Zainab al-Kubra. And afterwards, inshallah, we'll be talking about Fatima al-Ma'sum, salawatullah alayha. So one product of such raising child is to become so knowledgeable, to be able to teach the women in the area around in the city about the interpretation of Quran. And as you know, interpretation of Quran is one of the hardest subjects you can find in Islamic sciences, right?
Other than being very hard, it's also very vital. It's a core, it's a core teaching and study inside Islam.
Yes, absolutely. So the importance of teaching Quran, as you said, because one, it's one of the fundamental knowledges that every Muslim should have. Secondly, it is very important to be said by somebody that is so knowledgeable and also not doing anything wrong in terms of thinking, in terms of delivery. So this is one very important activity of Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha.
I'm very sorry, you were emphasizing about the factor of the way Quran should be studied, right? Where you're saying that the way that you give the knowledge, the way you interpret it, pretty much.
Because when Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam came to the house and after the class saw his daughter that was teaching Quran, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam appreciated her. Now, we do not see this reaction in many occasions in the history where Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam sees other people talking about Quran while they don't know what happens in Quran. They do not have the knowledge. Mm-hmm. So Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam talks to them,
criticizes them for the way that they're teaching Quran.
Mm-hmm. Quran is not a simple thing to act upon. It's not a simple thing to try to teach it. It is very deep and very difficult. Only those people who can talk about Quran, which have received the knowledge of Quran from its sea, from its ocean of knowledge, which is the Prophet, which is Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam. But when Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam encounters his daughter, he becomes happy, he appreciates her. It means that she has been rightfully doing this. Mm. And this is a differentiation between Zainab al-Kubra salamatullah alayha and even those brightest companions of the Holy Prophet, which learned Quran from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Second thing is the element of women and female figures in the society, which I'm going to emphasize on, based on the life of Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha. How should our women live, and what kind of a role model, as you said, we should take Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha to be, right? So the first thing, as we talked about, is learning. You cannot do anything good. You cannot
without
do
knowledge.
Anything
knowledge
right.
Is yes. How they say knowledge is power.
Yes. Yeah. You cannot do anything right without knowledge. And the thing that Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha teaches us is the fact that the source of this knowledge is very important. Because you may find in the history, or if you look around in your lives, you can see many men or women are, you know, getting educated, right? But it doesn't go anywhere. And it doesn't have, a lot of them does not have the product that it is supposed to have. Because the source that they are receiving that knowledge from is not reliable. Mm-hmm. And the words that they are taking as wisdom, or as theories, or as new ideas, strong trains of thoughts, they are not reliable. After a period of time, they will be opposed. And you know, when you think about them, when you elaborate on them, and contemplate on them, you see that it did not have much of a good base. Why? Because it could not be trusted. So what kind of a source is trustworthy for us to consult, to go to and learn? This is one of the things that we learn from Zainab al-Kubra salawatullah alayha. Now, what is that source? We find this so much in the words of the Holy Prophet, in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, especially as we have received narrations from Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq salawatullah alayhim. Well, for example, Imam Baqir alayhi as-salam says, to one of the two people who came to his house, you know, seeking knowledge, Imam alayhi salam said, "Sharqa aw qaraba lan tajida 'ilman sahihan illa ma kharaja min hadha al-bayt."
Thank you very much, Sheikh. I'm going to have to cut you off short right there. Sorry. We have to take a short break and we will be back. Brothers and sisters, please stay tuned. We are talking about Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam as a role model. So please join us again.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, be for your representative, the Hujjah, son of Al-Hasan. Your blessings be on him and his forefathers, in this hour and in every hour. A guardian, a protector, a leader, a helper, a proof, and an eye, until you make him live on the earth in obedience to you and cause him to live in it for a long time.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you, brothers, for rejoining us and for those who started joining us. And pretty much we were talking about Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam as a role model. And one of those things that we should follow Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam in is the way we, the source of knowledge we gain. Where do we get the knowledge?
Yes.
And as we stated before, and the environment that she lived in pretty much was that source of her knowledge. And
yes,
that's what you were elevating on.
Yes. So this source of knowledge, which should be trustworthy, should be something that God has guaranteed to be true and to be honest, because we don't have that much of time in our lives to try to go and practice something, to examine something, to see if it's true or not, to practice on something else. So what we learn from Sayyidina Zainab salamullah alayha is one first very fundamental and basic fact, and that's, first, we should know who we should go to and who we should pick as a teacher for us, to teach us how to live, how to think, most importantly, because whatever you do is just coming from your thoughts, right? So lastly, I said that Imam Baqir salawatullah alayhi talked about the fact that whatever correct and reliable knowledge you want to receive, God has not put it anywhere in the world but in the house of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, in the people that are in those houses. And the words that come out from that place are words to live by. So this is something very important, because if God had not put it this way, and if God did not, you know, clarify about the fact that the correct knowledge is where and the untrustworthy knowledge is where, we would have been so confused, yes. Right? Where to go and how to receive knowledge, how to gain good knowledge. Why do we, you know, emphasize on this fact so much? Because living in this century and experiencing, talking to people, you know, reading a little bit, studying and researching, you figure out that this is one of the most fundamental problems that people have in their lives. The fact that...
It's the reason behind every catastrophe we live in, actually.
Yes, reason behind every problem, every catastrophe, every dilemma that people encounter in their lives. They do not have knowledge. They don't know what to do. They live by a set of rules for like 5 years, 10 years. After that, they see the consequences, the repercussions. It was difficult. It was hard. It was wrong at the end. Oh, I need to change it. I need to find another way to live.
The big problem is not understanding that it's wrong after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, where the damage has been done for centuries.
Yes, and you cannot change it.
Yes.
That's why when you go to the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, especially the whole of Prophet, you see that the focus and emphasis of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam on knowledge, on how to receive it, where to receive it, and how to use it, is more than basically any other topic you can think of. So, you know, thinking about the fact that only Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam had a limited time in this world to live. And there are many things to talk about, right? Many audiences to talk to and many topics to elaborate on. But Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam picked, based on the area that they were, based on the points that they saw fit, they talked about knowledge so much.
It's pretty much the base.
Exclusivity of right knowledge and divine knowledge in their hands and in their hearts, basically in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and also after that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So I think if you learn this solo fact that it is not wise to try everything, because if we don't know, we have no other way but trying to see how every kind of source looks, to go through it, test it a little bit, and after that see the consequences, stick to it or change it, right? It is not a wise thing. Instead of going to many places to experience, to waste your life so much on that, just have a taste of the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, right? In our lives, people, especially like students, university students, they study a lot of books, right? Because they need to take the exam on them, pass them. My recommendation for people, especially for Muslims and believers, is the fact that to study the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the most trusted books of Shia, not more than you can study two volumes of Shia books and you can understand so much after that, the things that have been so difficult and in confusion for you.
Thank you very much, Sheikhna. Very well put there.
Thank you.
And we would like to congratulate you, of course, on the birthday of Sayyidina Zainab alayhi salam, as well as our dear audience. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys have a good day today. And till another Light Upon Light, thank you for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.